This is TWiT.
The ethics of disclosure.
I want to talk about this. Yeah.
Yeah. Bloomberg View did a really nice article yesterday titled that was the headline was "Keep Publishing the Sony Emails." And the from all the conversation that I've seen over the last week and reading, and there's also been some interesting legal opinion. One of the determiners of what, like, that the press might use to decide what they say and what they deliberately withhold out of respect for the privacy rights of somebody whose information was stolen. And for example, we were talking about, like, you know, comparing email content to nude photos of Hollywood people is whether the disclosure is in the public interest. That is, does it serve a valid public interest?
Well, I want to hear this logic.
Okay.
I mean, you can make the argument the Pentagon Papers, which were illegally obtained, classified documents, it absolutely served the public interest for the New York Times to publish those. I don't know if you can make the same argument about Amy Pascal's emails about the negotiations over the interview.
I have one.
Okay, I'd like to hear it. Because I disagree. We have intentionally stayed away from the content.
We've only talked about that. You haven't heard it yet.
Let me hear it.
So you can't just okay.
No, I didn't say I disagree with it. But I have said up to now. And my problem is that Bloomberg and all these people have a vested interest in publishing this stuff. It's great for business.
It's also good for something else.
Okay, good. I want to hear the public wheel.
Okay, so the next step from the Pentagon Papers is, of course, the Snowden leaks. And
absolutely.
And I, again, absolutely feel, as I said the day we first reported this, that while I could never do it because oaths are oaths, I thought this was a good thing. And, you know, a year later, I remember saying when we were sort of testing that again, can we imagine having, you know, standing here today not knowing what we know? That is, hasn't that been valuable? And, of course, the NSA and law enforcement would adamantly disagree that this was in the public interest. And, of course, that's the point. The direct upshot of what Snowden did, of those leaks, has been a year that we've chronicled here on the podcast of radical change in the industry's security posture. We've suddenly seen Google go crazy, if not overboard, in pushing security. We've got, you know, Apple advertising as a marketing feature the fact that they can no longer decrypt people's phones, where in the past they were able to respond to the letters requiring them to do so. Google has announced that Android will be following. We've got third-party communication apps coming out constantly. And whereas previously our acronym on the podcast, TNO, Trust No One, was something that, you know, we and our listeners understood and cared about, suddenly now everyone cares about it. So that it really, that there has been a massive benefit of public security made that is a direct consequence of what Snowden showed us was going on. So, Sony's also certainly not happy that these details are being published. And, you know, I have no interest in the underwear of executives. I mean, I don't care about that. But I'm not sure that the message would have gotten through to the degree it has were it not for these details. That is, last week, I took the time to enumerate much more clearly the kind of content. I mean, the least disclosure is to say, oh, 12 plus terabytes. Okay, that doesn't mean anything to anybody. So I understood that it was important to say, yes, but that's you know, salary ledgers and financial reports and income projections and blah, 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 blah. And so that I thought helped to by further enumerating and making more clear the nature of what this loss meant, helped it to hit home. And while, you know, I have no interest and I haven't looked at or gone seeking any of the details of the email, it's been all the buzz in the press, and we've, you know, and it's evoked apologies and all kinds of additional pain. And while I wouldn't wish that pain on anyone, the sad thing is, I think it's human nature that's what it takes for people who don't who really need to be pushed to increase the level of their security to do so. That is, there are certainly executives now, and actually I've received email from people saying, you know, I mean, like prominent people, how do we get ourselves secure? Because the nature of this, the details are unfortunately necessary in order to get people to understand what it really means. And so I would argue that that's in the public interest. It's in the public interest, I mean, in corporate interest, if it finally penetrates the thick skulls of the CEO and the COO that they're going to have to spend the money that the CIO has been begging for in order to implement better security, because security is hard. It's painful. It's difficult. And increasing it is a good thing. So that's my argument.
I totally disagree. So it would be like saying, hey, you just got robbed of $100,000 by leaving your door unlocked. So, but we're going to keep the money so that you learn the lesson that you ought to lock the door. This is stolen material. There's no excuse for telling people what somebody made to make a movie. The list you gave, I have no problem with the list you gave, or I would have stopped you. The list you gave is completely appropriate and fine.
Right.
I don't think the contents of those emails should be disclosed. I think they're stolen goods. I think it's as bad as showing the naked pictures. The press would have shown the naked pictures if they thought they could have gotten away with it. The only reason they didn't is because they were naked pictures. This is just as good, as far as they're concerned, is going to generate just as many clicks. And I think every argument I hear for releasing the salacious details of the Sony leak is an argument from somebody who says, I'm going to make money on this because we're going to get lots of clicks. I think I don't see how that improves. Look, Sony knows what got stolen. I don't think this improves their attitude. And what you listed, I like what you listed. I think there's nothing wrong with saying, here's what they got.
Right.
Without revealing the details. And I don't think that's what we're talking about. I think what Sony's saying is stop publishing our private emails. Those are private. I don't think they should be published by journalistic entities who are equating it with Snowden's revelations. These are not Snowden's revelations. Anyway, do you stand firm?
Well, yeah, I mean, I see your point. It's not Sony we're trying to teach a lesson to, though. That horse has left the barn. It's the other companies whose behavior could improve, but only if they understand what's...
I don't think it's The Verge's job to make these other companies improve their security. I don't think it improves the public. There's no public benefit from us knowing how much, you know, James Franco got for being in the interview. I don't get it. I don't get the value. I agree, believe me, I'm a firm defender of the Fourth Estate and the right of the press and the people's right to know if it affects the people. You can't make that argument that any of this salacious stuff affects the people. This is, they're publishing it because we love reading it. And I confess, I until I really kind of thought about this, I was reading all those articles, and I even reported one tidbit, which was what James Franco got paid for driving himself to work, because that's, wow, what a story. But as I started to see more and more, I started to really feel for these people. And these people are not the people who were responsible for reports lack security.
Correct.
Why should, I mean, I don't understand why Seth Rogen and James Franco should have to suffer because some CIO didn't do his job. And I don't see how it benefits any of us for them to have that information revealed.
Right. Well, and Brian Krebs reported, he said, over the weekend, I received a nice holiday letter from lawyers representing Sony Pictures Entertainment, demanding that I cease publishing detailed stories about the company's recent hacking and delete any company data collected in the process of reporting on the breach. While I've not been the most prolific writer about this incident to date, rest assured such threats will not deter this reporter from covering important news and facts related to the breach.
Nor should they. Right. I'm with him on that.
Right. And so the letter that he received said SPE, and this, of course, is from our friend David Boises, who is the attorney who stepped into this.
Yeah,
Boys. It said SPE, Sony Pictures Entertainment, does not consent to your possession, review, copying, dissemination, publication, uploading, downloading, or making any use of the stolen information, and to request your cooperation in destroying the stolen information, said SPE lawyers. And that's what Brian wrote. So
I wouldn't want my private emails to be revealed to benefit, I don't know, to make people be more secure. I'm sure you wouldn't either. I've had my private emails.
No, it's again, it's
like
not.
It.
No, I'm
it.
There's no question that the degree to which this is bad for Sony affects other companies' security. That's
right.
My belief.
I also agree with you and Brian that a free press does not get deterred by this kind of thing. But I would guess that Brian is not. I mean, his audience doesn't care about the details of what
he's like. Our audience, it's like ours, where we were talking about, you know, the
security implications,
security implications, and a broad stroke appreciation for, you know, what this meant from a security standpoint.
Right. I would also say, hey, be careful what you defend in case it comes back to haunt you. I wonder how the editors at some of these publications would feel if the same thing happened to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's, I mean, my point is nobody would think this is good, but security is hard, and it needs respect. It needs attention. It needs money.
Right. Well, I agree with you on that. But if you just say all the stuff that they got, isn't that sufficient? You have to embarrass people for others to take security seriously. That's sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
But maybe that's the state we're in.